record.
Can we just record it and then not do the whole intro thing? Can you fade those two together?
I always can, but I feel like that's a good way for you to, like, be prepared. Does it add to your stress levels?
Nah. I think it's this. of when it's time to go. That's the only... You know what I mean? Because it's like, when you listen to it, right, there's a cue of, okay.
Okay. Well, if you want to just start, then forget about the music. Go for it.
Are we recording now? Well, so how'd I do?
That's how you did. So welcome back to Travel Tales from the Nerd Birds. It's March 2024, and...
what you are about to hear is slightly modified to protect the innocent who didn't sign our waiver on our Porter Airlines return flight from Toronto to San Francisco. Think of this as reality TV for your ears. So, how'd I do?
You did wonderful, Sebastian.
Thank you.
I give up. These last two episodes have broken me. I thought that we could comport ourselves like professionals, as evidenced by the fact I just used a big word, comport. I don't even know really what it means, but...
Yeah, how many letters is that? That's a lot. Like, C-O-M.
Sure. So, this is supposedly the intro for... yes, a return flight. I'm tired of editing. You said I should just let this go.
Yeah, you told me you were tired. So I said, I think our listeners get to have one episode that they can get mostly unedited. And you can see that this is not scripted, just like reality TV. And the subjects may change rapidly with no notice.
You know, the last episode, I was so fried. I can't be on for 5 hours because I basically let the thing record for 5 hours, people in and out and stuff, and editing that to have any kind of coherent whatever. So at least this episode was supposed to be 10 minutes tacked onto the end of the last episode that turned into 45 minutes, and they had flight attendants running in and out. Enjoy. We'll be back at the end to wrap up some final thoughts on this entire Porter Airlines and Toronto trip.
We'll keep this even shorter than 10 minutes then.
So welcome back to part 10,381 of this episode that will never die. We're not still on an airplane. We're on an airplane, but it's 3 days later. No, we haven't been on the same airplane.
We actually left the airport.
We did, and we scattered in different directions for a little bit throughout the greater Toronto area. Brendan already left on a different flight. Wound up getting a voucher for $325 to get on another flight.
Now I forget, was that in Canadian or U.S.?
I know, that's what I was asking. I was like, did you make sure that was in U.S.?
U.S. versus Canadian? Because, you know, otherwise that would have been at least 25% less in U.S.
So anyway, we are on the, Sebastian and I, Rachel, we're on the return flight on Porter Airlines from Toronto to San Francisco. We are currently sitting in economy because we actually have enough space to record, unlike what's going on in the reserve seats where we were booked up front. So, there's that. I don't know how far we want to get into that saga, but there is that. What do we think of the economy seats, I guess, first of all?
Actually, remember, all of this economy, it's just the amount of legroom that we have, and recline is very different back here. This one, I think it's 31, 32 inches for the legroom. And the recline is about 3.
See, I never recline my seat, so I never pay attention to
this stuff. The Porter Reserve, which is up front, has definitely the 36-inch space for your seat and 5 inches of recline, which really makes a difference if you want to recline a little bit for this long-haul flight.
We're kind of sort of thinking that we might just, like, finish this on the ground because it is kind of weird right now to be recording, even though it was not weird to be recording on Pilot Sarah's final flight or... the inaugural flight, I think because there was more festive mood.
Yes.
However, this... I guess maybe I just don't like being twisted in half in an economy seat. Then again, you were laughing at me because I had my phone.
I'm still laughing at you.
So I had my phone turned landscape mode to watch a flight map. But when it would time out, because I forgot, Face ID does not work in landscape mode. So instead of turning the phone, I turn my head, or I try to.
Yes.
I don't know why that was funny.
If you've ever seen Drag Race with Sasha Colby.
RuPaul's Drag Race?
Yes. Then you will understand. That's the reference point.
Is my neck that flexible?
She did one of those where she takes her head, goes like the sideways, mm-hmm. and then it does a death drop, and you're just like, it was perfect for that entertainment section.
Well, I'm glad I was your entertainment for approximately 0.5 seconds.
Oh, when you did it again, it was funny as well.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, look, there's snow outside.
Yeah. Okay, so some of the things here, note the crew attitude here, also very friendly. I think what happens is because there were more people on that plane that are looking for the inaugural, that changed the entire vibe of who we were talking with and the interactions.
That's true. Right. That's true.
Now this is just a scheduled flight on.
Well, also, though, I think it's a little stressful up front because one of the things was that they upgrade. So the gate agent told me they're required to fill the Porter Reserve seats. So the first few rows are packed, and then they're having to serve, you know, always be on. It's very tight up front. That's not really a galley. So you're not going to get a hot meal on a Porter flight. That is something, right?
Correct.
It's just really tight in the front. Also, people are lining up for the lav in the front, and it just keeps going back. It's tricky. And there's only another lav in the back.
It goes, did I count correctly?
There's 33 rows, right?
Right. So if you're over there at 5, you're going to go, oh, well, because it's long and narrow, you're like, that is so far to the back. I can't hold it.
It feels far, honestly. I mean, because it's long and narrow. It's got a... So our friend in 2D, she went to the back to wait, and she was like, I'm waiting and waiting. And finally, she's like, I'm just going to go back up to the front.
And it was clear.
I don't do 5 hours in economy anymore, so...
I only did this because you did this.
You didn't have to go. Everybody wanted to. I even encouraged you not to go when you got your back spasms. And yet you still, nevertheless, he persisted.
Somebody hit her million butt in seat miles. And I thought, as a good Av geek, it would be there to celebrate with her midair.
Well, I'm trying to turn sideways so I can fit in this. So the seat pitch in economy was 31, you think?
It's 31 or 32 back here for the pitch, and the recline is 3.
I mean, I'm like 5'7". So basically, anyone taller than me, which is most, I suppose, American men, because that's the average height for an American man.
Right. We have a hard time actually fitting into this.
I mean, I just can't even. My knees are touching the...
Because remember, I put my legs underneath the chair to try to stretch out, and I'm already touching the seat in front of me.
And the problem is with these power outlets in the middle, as soon as I try to cross over, I'm bonking the...
I was waiting to hear a tunk, but we don't have anything plugged in, so it won't fall out on us.
No, it's plugged in.
Oh, that's right. You're plugged in.
But the problem is, instead of the tunk happening, it bends the cable that's attached to the power brick. Ooh, you know, what I did bring through were these ketchup-flavored...
Rice
cakes, but there's ketchup-flavored everything in Canada, and, like, people love it for some reason.
Well, you know, it is a very popular condiment in Hawaii as well.
Did they have ketchup-flavored? I mean, they have spam-flavored macadamia nuts.
Yes, and those are so good.
Oh, gosh. I cannot believe.
Actually, the real reason why we moved back here, it's so that way we don't have the baby right behind us.
Yes, they upgraded a family with a baby to Porter Reserve. Right behind us.
So
honestly, they would have been more comfortable back here because there's so many empty rows.
Yeah, I would have asked, you say my return to my seat, do I have to go back up here from 20, blah, 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 up to 2? She's cool with us being back here.
She didn't even notice me. She's busy looking at the seatbelt. She's not looking at a person, right? Because it's a blur of people. They're just trying to enforce the rules. Actually, I'm going to ask. Okay. Do you think these are good? Do you think these are a good flavor?
Yes.
You like ketchup?
I like ketchup.
See, look at that. He's clapping. I'm just horrified.
Anything with ketchup?
See? Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right.
You may think this strange. I actually put ketchup on my baked potatoes.
Isn't that a Filipino thing to do?
I don't know. It's sour cream, onions, and then ketchup.
Wait, sour cream and ketchup?
Oh, yeah.
And you call yourself a foodie? I can't even talk to you anymore. I'm turning around looking out the window. That's it. I'm done.
Well, that way you can't complain about being twisted sideways.
Oh, honestly, this feels better already. Hey, there's still snow out.
You know, if you look up, the window that I have here in 27.
Yes.
Actually is frosted and iced on the inside.
Oh, look at the cute little ice crystals.
Yes.
Heck yeah. Well, I would pull out my phone to look where we are in the flight map. So there's no seatback screens here, by the way. And I will not contort my face.
You can then just twist the phone sideways.
Where are we?
In an aircraft?
No, I'm... I'm just going to keep looking out the window and ignoring...
We're almost at Colorado.
Colorado or Colorado? Mm-hmm.
Colorado.
Actually, people I talked to in Colorado called it Colorado, so... You say tomato, I say tomato. So we have how much time left?
Remaining flight time is 1 hour 51 minutes.
Do we really want our listeners... Hey, if you play us in the background while you're doing your housework, I suppose, you know, you could be entertained once in a while. With the vacuum cleaner and be like, see, look at that. Why would I want to be on a flight when I could be...
Just click on the link below. Oh, sorry. No details are below since this is verbal only.
That's right. So I did try doing a video podcast, but it's too hard. The seat, even with the 30 inches of legroom, you can't really... mount the camera properly. That or I'm just a terrible vlogger. All right, so we have 2 hours left.
We will shortly be coming through the cabin with our second offering of...
See, 1 hour 45.
Please feel free to check...
Like I told you, it's 1 hour 51 minutes.
...to see our array of snacks and beverages.
Now, do we get different announcements back here than up front? Because sometimes, like on Delta flights I've taken, the announcements are... different.
But the
in
snack,
different cabins.
It's the same complimentary snack for both.
Oh, they get complimentary snacks back here?
Yes.
Oh.
As if that's why you have the menu portion at the front that says the banana bread, the fava beans are all the same.
Oh. And here I am eating ketchup flavored. Or I'm trying to.
Yep, we're over Colorado now.
Oh, yes, that is the 2 hour. So the last time we were over Colorado, you, Charlie, and I were on a 787.
We were on a 787.
Running laps around. That was so much fun. Oh, we're almost in Utah, actually. Okay. Wow, we are actually making really good time.
Either that or because we're not in our original compressed seats. So our flight path takes us, yep, Colorado through... Utah into Arizona, Nevada, bypassing Arizona, aka flying over it, since we're not going to LA.
Hey, maybe we'll see the Great Salt Lake. Oh, we might have to be on the left side of the plane. It's too sunny there.
No, it'll be on the right-hand side of the aircraft, way off in the distance.
But it's actually getting kind of clear here now, so I think we might be okay.
Can you see forever?
I can actually see pretty far. I can see the mountain range way off in the distance. That's pretty good. Oh, yeah. Anyway, all right. So would you fly Porter again?
Something shorter.
Only, yeah, I have to admit, like, the flight out was full. That was rough. 5 hours. Of course, we were delayed an hour. This return flight, actually, we have a tailwind, which is kind of rare when you're going west. Otherwise, this would have been even longer.
Yeah, it was actually blocked at 5 hours, an additional hour longer.
Yeah, so we're here. I'm happy.
It's an interesting thing because the flight crew are fantastic.
Oh, they're wonderful.
Right?
They're a lot of fun.
That's part of your flying experience is the flight crew.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Okay, so when I got here to Toronto Pearson Airport and I went into the lounge, One thing about people in Toronto, they're all friendly and chatty. I felt like I was back in the South. Everyone, I always had a great conversation about something. The lounge was packed. There was only room at the kind of bar seating area. Bar is a loose term. The high tables.
Yeah, the high tables. Okay.
So I sat down next to this one guy, and he turns to me. He's like, oh, my gosh, it's so hot here. Can't they turn down the lights? I'm like, I feel you. So it turns out he was flying Porter to L.A. He's like, I will never fly Air Canada again. Thank goodness that Porter is out here kicking some butt. He's like, you have no idea how bad Air Canada has gotten. He ranted. Like, they cancel flights randomly, blah, blah, blah. The crew has a terrible attitude. He's like, it's been great on Porter. I'm all for this. We need more of it. And I said, but you know, it's kind of narrow in here. And he's like, yeah, but you know, he said, have you flown Air Canada recently? And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I flew Air Canada. We took them from San Francisco up to Vancouver.
I took it, you know, to London. I actually went to connected in Calgary.
Calgary. That's international service. We're just
No.
No, we're just transporter.
I had a little tiny regional jet. I mean, it was tinier than this. And yes, I have to admit, the food, the meal, quote unquote, they serve was a dry rice cake. Maybe they should have just given me the ketchup flavored.
You would have been happy.
And they took two tomato slices, slapped it on top, and two pieces of cold ham.
And we're going to call it a day.
That was my meal on an international flight. So I understood him, right?
Ouch.
So then as I leave the lounge to go to the gate, I walk past a woman who's like awkwardly trying to hold up a little tiny dog carrier. And I said, oh, my gosh, are you okay? And she's like, oh, my gosh. She's like, I just got kicked off an Air Canada flight to Tampa because they said my dog carrier was too big. She said, but I've been flying back and forth between here and Tampa for the last six flights, and it's been fine.
See, she forgot. She should have left the Air Canada baggage tag for cabin on top of the carrier.
She was now going to the WestJet because she just bought a flight, really expensive last minute. WestJet. She was like, I will never fly Air Canada. I said, wow, well, this is a theme. So I told her about Porter, and she was like, I've been hearing about this Porter thing. I heard they're starting to fly to Tampa. Now you make me really want to check this out. I said, well, I don't know. The planes are pretty tiny. She said, have you seen Air Canada Rouge? Those things are so tiny. I'm like, wow, people have opinions about Air Canada.
It's a low-cost segment for Air Canada.
I mean, people had opinions about Air Canada. This was the most riled up I've seen anyone in Canada since I... It's like, don't mention Air Canada, right? So I think Canadians are excited about Porter. And I guess, you know, catching up with my friend that I hadn't seen since I last was here in 1997, she's like, we don't fly much because it's so expensive. Right?
Yeah, but taking a look at the last
week,
minute. Oh, yeah.
And what you were going to say, yeah, last minute flights.
Yep. Was over, for Porter Reserve, it was topping over 1,000 Canadian.
Yeah, and even Air Canada flights to Toronto, which was funny because when I was somewhere and I mentioned this, I said, well, yeah, flying to Toronto seems expensive. And she's like, you flew to Toronto, Pearson? She's like, we all fly out of Buffalo. She's like, you're kidding, right? Like, none of us can afford to fly out of Toronto.
Yeah, we didn't want to cross the border yet again.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, I find it to be more... I felt like I might as well have been flying to Nashville or something. I mean, you know what? I'm going to mute myself while I eat another one of these weirdo ketchup things. You keep talking.
You are so enjoying some of the food that you can find here in Canada. As we wandered off the other night for poutine because we were in the mood for a really good poutine.
That was all Brendan's fault. Because Brendan, earlier on, when we were doing all that quote-unquote trip planning, which was a loose term, he was like, you always have to get poutine when you're in Canada. And the irony was
He missed it. He didn't get any.
Oh, hey, look. Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
Oh.
No, this is nice.
What do we see?
We are seeing really nice mountains. I mean, you can tell you're in Utah, Colorado. It's got Grand Canyon-type vibes.
Okay, I'm going to move my camera in front because I've got ice crystals on my window.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, so it doesn't give me any really good view.
Oh, this is great. All right. We interrupt our...
Well, because if you notice, the window is not actually centered with my row.
Yeah, I tried to find the right window, but it's hard. They're not all really... The good one...
The alignment of the window with the seats changes and is different.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the good ones, people are sleeping against.
Excuse me, can you move seats? Because I need to take a view out that window.
Yeah, we already managed to get 2B to move to 2B.
And then she's going to go, and both of them left the seat anyway.
That's because 1A reclined. Well, 1A got her hair.
She got her weave.
Behind onto my foot, which is impressive that your hair can be that long.
Yeah.
Enough to...
47 inches.
Then, of course, I attract the seat recliners. So this is why when I'm on United Polaris, I'm in 1L, the throne seat in the front with no one in front of me, in my own little cocoon. And
the
it's like the
bubble.
Rest of you, I don't care what happens. You could have an entire fight in the back. Whatever. Just leave me in my bubble. You know. Did I tell you about that time when I was on
no.
a Delta flight? The whole Wanda Sykes comedian thing and the fight?
No, I was thinking something else that Wanda Sykes had talked about, it, which is not appropriate for this podcast.
Well, there's a lot of things. No, so I was flying back from Europe, JFK. I had a Y-up fare on Delta, so I was upgraded. But something happened, delays, whatever, and they're like, oh, we're so sorry. You're going to be back in economy. And I'm like, wait, what? But I actually paid the upgrade for first. They're like, well, you can deal with this later. And I'm like, so here I'm in an aisle seat near the back. Ground delay. Now we're sitting on this plane for an hour on the tarmac. And this was remember there was a time when you had to pay to watch things on the screen. Well, because they knew people were starting to get angry because it was a full flight, they made all the entertainment free. So I start watching stuff, and this is the first time I ever saw Wanda Sykes, the comedian, and she was so funny. I'm laughing so hard that the seat's shaking. Of course, the middle seat person's getting mad. I'm like, you should watch. Actually, everyone that's playing should be watching this because you'd all be in a better mood.
Yeah.
But then, unknown to me, fully, I pieced it all together later. So across from me, it's 3-3 seating. There is an older woman in the middle seat across from me. Behind her was a little 5-year-old kid in the middle seat, kicking. The mother was busy looking out the window, trying to pretend nothing's happening. The father was busy in his laptop, trying to pretend nothing's happening
for the middle seat.
So finally, I'm too busy giggling and laughing and smacking my and trying not to laugh too hard because it's full, everyone's grumpy, right?
Right.
The very rule-abiding German woman swings around and...
What different device is that? It's not like a transmitting device.
No,
it's just recording.
Oh, okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure.
Oh, yeah, no, we're not doing... No, we know one of those. Okay. Don't transmit from the airplane.
No, we're actually recording a podcast, so now you're on it.
Cool.
Yes, everybody says hi. No, just kidding. Now he's running away.
Okay, just checking. Yes, it's not being transmitted.
No, there's not even Bluetooth or anything on here. Anyway, so she spins around.
Yes.
And she turns to the mother and is like, and then she also turns to the father, but he's trying to hide behind his laptop. And he's like, you need to control your child. And the woman turns and she's like, you need to mind your own business. And then I turn around like, oh my God, awesome, a fight. And I've never seen him go, shh, no, it's okay, really, really. And the kid's like now slinking. I said, oh, come on. I said, if we've already been delayed an hour, what's another hour when they take us back to the gate? You know, I mean, come on. I said, I've already had enough comedy. Let's just keep going. And they're like, oh, my God, no. And the German one turns around, slinks. Everyone turns around, slinks. Everyone around me looks at me, and they're all slinking. I thought, well, that was good. Now maybe we'll actually take off.
Maybe, yeah. We'll leave here on time. Because don't make me turn this plane around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our Denver delay due to snow, that was different because we were still at the gate. And they were waiting for the paperwork, which, of course...
They lost in the cargo hall.
Yeah, it went with the baggage.
But see, Charlie wanted to see snow. Well, we got to see snow, and we spent a lot for those flights, so we got our value out of it.
We got some money's worth for sitting in that seat.
Whereas everyone else was so angry because they had flight connections, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. But I see, when you fly with a different purpose,
mm-hmm.
the attitude... Even if you're flying for work, right, you still can have that more relaxed because there are things that are in your control and things that are out of your control.
Yes. I mean, I learned that early on. That was actually a really good life lesson. At the research lab I was at in Nashville, I needed to get on the plane to be in San Jose in time for a meeting, and I had some important papers, and one of the admins was giving me a ride. That's how important these papers were. And I was getting all stressed. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, at every traffic light. And she's Samoan, and Pacific Islanders are,
she's kind of an islander,
right? She was like, you know what, at this point, the light's not going to change any faster, and you know, for next time, we'll just leave earlier, but there's not much you can do. And if you get to the airport and the flight's gone, there's going to be another flight. It reminded me it didn't matter. Like, me getting all upset is not helping anything. It's just getting me more upset.
Your blood pressure's going up for no particular reason.
So something clicked, though, when I heard that. I needed to hear that to realize, yeah, the light's red. Stay here now. When you get to the airport, you get to the airport.
I get there when I get there.
At this point, right? I'm glad that happened when I was in my early 20s, because then I took that philosophy everywhere where I traveled. When people around me were just losing it, I'm like, there's always going to be another flight. This was not like the last flight ever on this airline to this destination. But okay, there are
a few. I mean, there are a few that it is the last flight before midnight. And then the next one's not going to be until morning.
Kind of, I mean, but even then, there is a next flight.
But there is another flight.
Right, like, unless they're stopping service, or like COVID happened or something. I mean, once in a millennia, or once in a generation kind of thing, you know. You know what, it's the sense of perspective I got.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see when, because I was always traveling for business, and I could see everyone around me getting so wrapped up and wound up.
Yeah, I think that's what made the difference when traveling for work versus traveling for pleasure. Is when you check into these places, right, whether it's going to be at the desk for the airline when you're checking in bags, or whether you are going to an airline's lounge, your attitude is very different, and you can see it between those that are for business, because everything is, I need to have this right now, it needs to be set. You know, these are the expectations that I'm having right now, and you need to meet them. They're very agitated. Like, is my bag going to be there on the plane with me if I gate check it? Will you return it to me when I get to the other end? Can you guarantee that my bag will be there with me and be on this flight also?
Actually, that's so funny. Brendan did that when he was at Toronto on Saturday, and they were looking for people to give up their seat. And he even said that. He said, are you going to guarantee that I'm going to be on a wide body so he could have his lie flat seat, right? And her response was, oh, you're one of those. And she was like, no, you need to get on the plane. I love that. It was like, no, I know you. You stay right there. But he wasn't doing it for that. He was doing it more for, he spent the miles for a lie flat seat. I wouldn't want to, like, give it up to be 5 hours in one of these seats. I get it. But I can see what you mean. What he said is typical of what a business traveler would say when they want to be that precise, right?
Right.
Okay. In the end, Brendan, they came up to him afterwards and still begged him. What was it about him that screamed, please take me off the plane? I mean, honestly, I think $325, he got shafted.
I think that was low.
You hear
about Delta being more over $500.
Oh, Charlie got ridiculous amounts. I got $600 on United, $800 on United. If you keep waiting and they get more desperate, they should be offering you more.
Then it goes higher. But then they also have, when you're checking in, we might be overbooked.
Oh, they still do that sometimes?
Put in the amount that you would consider for, and if we need you, then that's the amount that you're going to get.
Interesting. Yep. Travel Tales from the Nerdbirds. I guess that's what this segment has morphed into. But you know, one thing someone told me on a United flight, this was before my lifetime ban in 2010, which obviously only lasted like 8 years. he said that as soon as a flight is full, like all the middle seats are full, at least, angry. He said they always have one major altercation at some point that they have to defuse. But as soon as you have most of the middle seats empty, everyone calms down. No problems. People need space.
Because, not that I'm a wide body, but people have gotten wider. The seats have stayed the same size.
And you have these big bags.
And you've got shoulders that are touching everybody on either
narrower,
side.
Seats have gotten narrower, actually. 17 inches is not... They've gotten narrower.
Depending on where you're seated, some of them have actually gotten narrower. The Airbus are usually 18.
Every inch counts.
There's some cloud cover that we're coming up on, too.
But maybe we're going to be going over Park City, then, because we're going to be south of Salt Lake. That'd be kind of fun to see Snowbird. Was it Snow whatever?
I don't know. I don't go skiing.
Have you ever gone skiing?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? I forgot. When we talked about cruising in Antarctica last year, one of the things they said was, hey, don't worry about if you don't have all, you know, the proper clothes. If you go skiing, just bring your ski gear. And I went, oh, you're funny. And they're like, well, do you ski? I said, no, because nowadays what I do is I wait for, like, Lake Tahoe, or you can go anywhere in California because the mountains are at a high elevation.
Right.
But it gets warm. So you wait until chain control's gone in May when the temperature's warm, and then I will take a pair of beat-up old snowshoes and go snowshoeing on the beach in a T-shirt just to say I can. So I said, actually, I define ski gear.
Define.
And he was just like, no, I think you'd need something warmer than, like, a T-shirt and waterproof socks.
Yep, active skiing.
So, but I actually got heat exhaustion once from skiing because it's so warm.
Yes, because you have less cloud cover.
At those high elevations.
The sun just hits you.
Yeah.
So you do, and also you have to think about being hydrated a little bit more, which people don't. Because, like, oh, it's not hot, right? But you are sweating a lot, and it just burns off really quickly. I think this will be one of the few flights that we will have been served by every single flight attendant on board.
Because we keep moving.
Because we keep moving.
We should have moved in, like, another set of seats to be like, hey.
Yeah, you know, when they told us, yes, you can sit anywhere, maybe that might be taking it to the extreme of sitting anywhere.
Actually, we're going to be just south. I think we are going to be, like, let me see here, Spanish Fork, West Desert Air Park, Eagle Mountain, Utah. Let me do Park City, Utah on Google Maps real quick and see where we're at.
If you notice, we're doing a slight bobble.
Oh, okay. So Park City, there should be a little lake-looking thing, not as big as the Great Salt Lake, and that's Park City. We'll be right behind it. Oh, there it is. See that lake right there? So this is all a famous ski area. Sundance Film Festival.
Oh, yes.
Yes, so see where that little lake, it looks like a small lake. On the other side of it is Park City. If you look at the map here, see how that lake is?
Yep.
Park City, that's Sundance. So,
which is one of the travel bloggers had gone and did a complaint about the hotel there, and they're like, well, why did you go? Because it's so busy. And he said, no, during Sundance, they're all at the festival. They are not at the hotel.
Oh.
And then you can enjoy the hotel facilities.
Oh, that's a good.
Because
nobody's there.
Nobody's there. It does mean that you, like usual things, you book the room class that you want because it is busy for accommodations.
It's sort of like want first, buy first, but
yes.
It's really... I guess we can ask the flight attendant, do we have to go back up to the front to get our fancy food?
No, it's the same.
Hey, look, do you see these dots all around the border of the window?
Yes, it is for the air pressure between the interior and it's just the plastic that we have.
But I've never seen polka dots like this. This window is not going to pop out like a door plug at a max, right? Ba-dum-tis.
Ba-dum-bum. No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm flying southwest to Portland in a couple of days, and I double-checked, but, you know, at the last minute, they had one to a max, and I had to, like, fly back early to not be on a max. And they didn't bat an eyelash. They were like, yeah, we get it.
Yeah.
But that was before this latest incident, so I'm sure they're getting more people intent to not fly.
Yes. So it's some of the items here which we get up in front are not available, a.k.a. the ginger shot.
We can go up and ask for a ginger shot, right?
Yes. They know where we were supposed to be seated anyway. It's not like they go, oh, it only goes to you. Milk chocolate shortbread.
Yeah, I can't. The only thing I could eat were the fava beans and the Kind bar.
The zesty cheddar roasted... Yeah, there's no Kind bar here.
Oh, another interesting thing about Porter, even though it's an international, you're like, we're arriving in a domestic terminal. But it doesn't matter now because they're now connected. Pretty soon all of the SFO terminals will be connected post-security, but Construction. It never ends.
Correct.
There is that Filipino place in Starboard, in the B terminal.
In B.
So in Starboard, actually, their chicken is fried and it's gluten-free.
Really?
That's why I went there. So I learned that by accident. They don't like to talk about it because they want people to understand that gluten-free can taste just as good as
regular.
Tell the gluten-free people so we can actually eat it because we wouldn't go there.
Because we keep avoiding it because we're thinking that you've done something with your batter.
Yeah, well, because most batter is wheat flour, right? So I learned that, like, little tip. Oh, you're looking at the Porter Economy menu.
Well, yes, because the little menu that is normally welcome to Porter Reserve is not at my knees, but they have it anyway. So the green ginger defense.
So we probably, because we can have as many drinks and things as we want and food up there, right? Or the snacks. So it's probably worth it to pay for Porter Reserve because it's probably cheaper in the end than buying economy and getting all of the...
When you start adding everything up. As Porter Reserve is, it is everything is included, right? Your check bag, the snacks, the meal service that are currently at $11.99 Canadian and $9.75 for the fruit and cheese plate.
People are so obsessed with fruit and cheese plates. Like, I feel like I could just go home or go to, like, Safeway and get some cut up fruit and cheese and bring it with me and it might taste better. It's very generic and it's expensive.
Well, you know, if you are rushing from point A to point B, you may not have that time. Or if you have the child, right, you're not going to make time to find a grocery store in the area to pick some of this stuff up, especially if you're just visiting.
You know what? A good one for snacks is Trader Joe's. In California, I see so many international people running around trying to, like, pick up snacks because they're perfect size for long flights. Like, you have to get that. No, my friend said you have to get that. It's kind of funny to watch them.
This one is just the main for the Porter Cafe. I do not see the appetizer box that we do, like, we get up in front.
Actually, we never really talked about this, I think. I'm going to have to go back and look. But when you're in Porter Reserve, they give you first a little rectangular box that's your appetizer. There's two appetizers in it. I still can't eat anything in these boxes. So actually, yes, the person in 1B was asking the flight attendant if there were any more lavash crackers. And no, because they cater exactly.
It's contained in the box, and the box is already set.
So I was like, you want mine? And she's like, oh, no. I said, no, really, I can't eat it. It's gluten. Please take it kind of thing. I've been conditioned now after being in Toronto for a few days to just listen in and chat with people. Like even when we were at the poutine shipping container. So instead of food trucks, they have shipping containers at this location.
Right.
It was nom 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 poutine. And as we were sitting there waiting, there was a little dog. I'm like, and the dog was kind of freaked out by me. I'm like, it's okay. I know I'm an American, but, you know, I'm fine. But then, you know, when I was mentioning, like, trying to transfer currency on Wise, like, then they started asking me, oh, what's that all about, right? So it seems like people don't mind listening in and joining a conversation, which I actually don't mind. I think it reminds me of growing up in the South where people were just all friendly and chatty.
It's a regional thing. Yes.
I think so, because it's not like that in the West Coast.
Do not listen.
Oh, my Lord.
Talk to the hand.
And it's even worse when you get up to, like, the Pacific Northwest proper. Like, oh. Because Californians can be chatty on the surface.
Yes.
Right. So you would recommend Nom 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 Poutine.
Yes,
in
I would.
Toronto. And it was actually voted the best, blah, blah, blah. He was, I think, an office worker and burnt out. He was originally from Montreal, which is the home of poutine. It was worth busting the gluten points, I think.
Yeah, it had a nice amount of gravy on it that covered all of the chips that were on top. You just didn't get...
Overwhelming.
Overwhelming amount, or so little that you're going, it's dry. I need some gravy for this.
And also, it wasn't too salty.
Yes, a nice balance of salt and savoriness.
Yeah. I think it was...
We'll go back to again.
If we do a destination Toronto one, I think we should.
Yeah.
Actually, my friend, I actually asked Laurel, my friend that I hadn't seen in 26 years, if she wanted to be on. She's like, oh, sure, why not? It's very Toronto. I mean, people are just very, like, casual about things. She's like, I don't know if I have anything interesting to say. I said, well, you live in Toronto. That's interesting. Right?
Well, compared to someone who doesn't. Right. Right? Same thing like Hawaii. Oh, did you enjoy it there? It's like, when you're born and raised,
it's a different
experience because it wasn't a choice. You grew up in that environment, and to you, that is just home. That is everyday life. These are the things that happen every single day. There's nothing different or exciting. But when you travel, that's when you find out and are exposed to what other people's ordinary is.
Ooh, other people's ordinary. I like that.
And that's why I like going to the grocery store, because what is ordinary for me may not be their ordinary here.
Which, Ontario, with those bags of milk, I can't imagine trying to... I felt like they were, like, trying to haul two portable cow udders home. I'm like, how do you stick this in your, like, bike basket or whatever? Like, because we're used to solid containers. And in Ontario, they do
right.
have a solid container that you eventually put the bag of milk in. Hi. Okay, what did I have last time? I had the... Oh, wait, hey, these are not Porter Reserve snacks. Oh, hold on, let me pause it. Okay,
oh,
so,
size queen.
So I stopped and paused. Wait, size queen. Okay, so we just learned that the size of snacks are smaller. The free snacks.
There's a difference in size.
Because those fava beans are half the size. Like, the length was longer up front. Well, then I probably should use a lav. I guess we're going to have to pause this for a bit. See, I told you. You were like, how could we only talk for 10 minutes? 47 minutes later, we're still talking. This really will be the episode that never died.
That never ended.
It did.
Not that it didn't die, just never
ended. Oh,
I'm
still thinking Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah.
Manos, Hands of Fate. All right, I'm gonna. We'll be back for part 10,382 of this episode that never ends.
That was a one long bathroom break, wasn't it? Weren't you wondering, where did we all go? Yeah, no, we did not get stuck in the lavatory. We just forgot to hit record when we got back.
Well, remember, those power bricks are down. The power outlets are down on the floor.
Yeah, that's true, too.
And for whatever reason, when someone knocks the power outlet out, even though I have a battery in here, the PodTrack sometimes stops recording. Which is what happened when our guest, Mark, was on the flight out to Toronto. And we missed, I didn't even realize, because we could still hear each other. I just didn't know it was not recording.
And, yep, this doesn't have a, quote, backup recording to the recording.
It would if I had had my laptop out. But this was economy, and it was squished. I mean, this wasn't like, you know, when we were, well, you weren't on the flight.
Yeah.
But when we were flying Pilot Sarah's flight back, and first, the seats are larger. There was enough room to spread out all of our stuff.
Right.
So these are still economy seats on a narrow, on a regional jet.
Yes.
It's a tiny plane. Yeah.
The whole point is it's economy seating with a little bit of, you know, luxury added to it.
Yeah. And some friendly staff.
Lots of friendly staff.
That's right.
I did not meet a single unfriendly person on board.
There's definitely something to be said for that. I mean, here it is. It's about 6 weeks later, and... You know, Brendan just pointed out that I guess Porter is going to be flying from Montreal nonstop to California, LA, and San Francisco.
Oh.
I'm like, see.
Mm.
Well, here's something else we learn. These flights are expensive because Canada does not subsidize their airports.
Right.
So their landing fees and things. That was actually, you know what? That is something that we never mentioned on any of these episodes. The main reason why we took this Porter flight was because the flight was $35.
Because it was cheap.
And it was $70. Now it's like $400 one way. And,
right.
And that's not even for really nice, you know, that's not for the reserve seats. Would I fly them again? I wish they just had slightly larger planes.
It's going to be dependent upon the destination and duration. Because if you're on, like, a shorter hop from Toronto onto the east coast of Canada, there are great, you know, options.
In theory, I was looking to go back to the Maritimes. I haven't been since, like, 1998. They still want me to connect in Ottawa. So I would have to actually fly to Toronto Pearson. Mm-hmm. Then I would have to get down to Toronto Billy Bishop Airport, which isn't hard, but that's a train and then a shuttle. Then I would have to fly to Ottawa. Then I would have to fly to, like, Charlottetown or Halifax or St. John. And I'm like, at this point, as much as everyone doesn't like Air Canada, I could just do a one stop in Toronto.
I see.
So that's an awful lot of running around, and it's the same price.
It all depends on your travel needs, right? Because what fits for you doesn't always fit for everybody else.
And for everybody else, it's really cost. I mean, cost is like the number one priority.
Scheduling, convenience.
Not even that. People will take cost. I just talked to someone who bought a basic economy ticket on Alaska, realized it didn't work for schedule, but it was too late, and it's not refundable. So people don't, I mean, even I had a seatmate right after the Porter flight, 2 days later, Southwest. And they bought their ticket through OTA, an online travel agent. I didn't know you could do that with Southwest. I guess you can.
I didn't know you could.
I think it was a Priceline, something last minute. Hmm. And trying to cancel it, Southwest would not give them travel credit back. It got complicated. And, of course, she said, I don't fly much, right? So it's complicated. But
that's
most people go to price first, and they don't think about anything else. So maybe that's something we need to talk about in some future episode.
Right.
We definitely have some thoughts about Toronto itself. But I think we're going to save that for another episode. And actually, so my friend that I hadn't seen since 1997, I remember I brought her over. I'm like, look, I brought you all a Canadian.
A real live one, too.
Ask her anything, right? So actually, I think she might be willing to join an episode.
We'll hear from a real Canadian in the real future.
How'd you do? That was good.
Yeah. How'd I do?
I'm trying to get more of the nerd birds to, like, do the intros. I cannot be always around.
But it sure is fun when you do it. We don't have to think of anything.
If I had kept the outtake, the blooper reels for things, this is why you've been introing stuff. Because generally when with other people, I'm like, I will curse and be like, no, I'm just going to let Sebastian do this intro. And everyone else laughs. Ding. Let me go on. So later in the editing room, it's like, shoot. Sebastian, I think you need to, like,
I need to record something. Yeah.
You're like, wait, what?
Huh?
All right. So for April, I guess we'll see. Russian roulette. No, not Russian roulette.
No. Oh, we're going to play spin the propeller on the airplane.
It's either going to be Destination Toronto or Lightning Round Luggage, because we've never done anything about luggage.
That is true, including sizing.
And wheels.
Yeah.
Or not wheels.
To rollerblade or not rollerblade. But you'll find out more when we're actually talking about the Lightning Round Luggage in a future episode.
That's right.
Aloha, this is Sebastian, your Nerdbird. Mahalo for joining us on our podcast today. Be sure to check out our website, nerdbirds.co, where we have past episodes, photos, show notes, and other links. We'll see you next time on Travel Tales from the Nerdbirds.